Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda.
I move, Mr. Chairman, that we remove the old business items from the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to remove old business from the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then, I'll entertain a motion to approve the revised agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 27th and the November 3rd and the November 17th meetings. Wow.
Gentlemen, if you so choose to approve the minutes of October 27th, 2016, they can be circulated for November 3rd, 2016 as revised and November 17th as revised. There's minor corrections that we made in both those sets of minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes of October 27th, November 3rd, and November 17th, as noted by Lawrence Lank.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agendas, approve the minutes as amended for the meetings of October 27th, November 3rd, and November 17th, 2016. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad to see you with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. In addition, since it's nearing the holidays, and as tradition would hold, we ask Mr. Lank to make sure he does not have any musical Christmas socks on this evening.
I don't have one.
All right. It's tradition every year we gotta do that. He's a troublemaker. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2016-19, the Greens at Indian River, Bunting and Murray Construction Corporation.
Mr. Chairman, due to my relationship with the Greens, I'll have to recuse myself from this
public hearing.
All right, sir. We thank you. Ms. Cornwell, if you'll let the record show that Mr. Hudson did not participate in the public hearing.
Thank you. So this is a major subdivision application for a standard subdivision. The plan proposes to subdivide 1.03 acres, plus or minus, into two single-family lots with a private road and open space. The property is located on the east side of Irons Road and south side of Windward Way. The tax ID is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 165. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. We are in receipt of a letter from the HOA stating that the new parcel and parcels would be included as part of the HOA and that the members overwhelmingly approved the inclusion at their September 25th, 2016 meeting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name, please.
Good evening. My name is Doug Brown, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I'm an officer with Bunting & Murray Corporation and here tonight to present the application. Just as a little background, the property is located at the intersection of Irons Lane and Windward Way, which is right next to the Cripple Creek golf course. And it's also adjacent to the Greens at Indian River HOA. The property was purchased in July of 2005 by Bunting & Murray. It was used briefly as a field office for a sewer project that we had there in the area. Since then, there's a modular home with a shed on the property. And after we were done with it as a field office, it's been rented to a family member of the owner of the company. The lots are currently accessed directly off of Irons Lane, which is a state DLDOT road. And like I said before, there is a modular home with a shed on the property. In 2015, we began exploring the possibility of subdividing the 1 acre lot into two half-acre lots, and I began discussions with the HOA at the Greens regarding the property, since it is their front door to their community. Windward Way is the main entrance that goes back to the community, which is a 94-lot subdivision. During this past summer in 2016, I was able to reach an agreement with the board of the HOA, which would include access to Windward Way. We would get rid of the current driveway onto the DLDOT road. The lots would become part of the HOA, the Greens at Indian River, would be subject to the covenants and restrictions of the HOA and pay the HOA dues. The existing modular structure would be removed. Two new homes that met the architectural guidelines of the Greens we plan to build and sell. Bunting & Murray agreed to remove the driveway that currently fronts Irons Lane and provide a landscape buffer along that portion of the property. Bunting & Murray would also provide some enhanced landscaping at the entrance where this property is, and which also serves as the main entrance to the Greens HOA. In September, this proposal went to the community membership. It was overwhelmingly approved by a vote of 84% of the people approved it. My request today is, after receiving this approval of the community, for these two lots to come into the community and for the direct access onto Windward Way would be to divide the lot into two roughly half-acre lots. Thank you.
Just ask you a question and clarification. I believe you said that there were 94 lots. Is that right?
In the community association.
94 lots in the community, 84% voted in favor. Is that 84% of 94 or 84%
yes.
of those voting? I mean, was everyone polled? Do we know?
I do know.
I mean, 84% sounds impressive unless only 10 people voted.
Right.
Yeah. Not trying to give you a hard time, just doing my job.
I think I've got the information right here.
Okay.
Could I ask, I do have the president of the HOA here,
sure.
And he might have the
record. Sir, if you would, or ma'am, whichever you might
Howard.
Be. Sir, if you just come up briefly, give us your name, and if you could answer that one question for us. Then you'll certainly have a chance to speak later, but right now I just need an answer to this one question.
Okay. What was the question?
How many people voted of the 94? Did all 94 cast a ballot?
No, we had some that did not respond.
Do you know how many did respond?
Yes, 79.
79.
Out of 94.
Out of 94.
Yes.
So, of the 79, how many of, do you remember how many of those were in favor and how many were opposed?
It's 100% of the 79, everybody was in favor.
Okay, good. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
I have the ballots.
I'm good. We'll take you at your word. We're a trusting lot up here.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, Mr. Brown, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was actually finished, and I'd
okay.
be happy to entertain any questions you have.
All right, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Burton over here, since he's a short timer.
Okay, so these two lots are going to become part of the 94, so you'll have to change the HOA docs and
yes.
get them in.
Yes.
And then you're going to do away with the construction driveway.
Yes.
And then landscape that little block there with the open space.
Correct. Yes.
I understand the application.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Hopkins.
No, but I was impressed with that percentage stuff. That was pretty cool. I'm going to take a page out of your book.
Okay. All right, then. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Brandaway?
None. Thank you.
Mr. Lang?
I wish I had come up with one. No questions.
Okay. All right, Counselor.
Is this one for Lawrence or Ms. Cornwell? Is this one where we can do preliminary and final, or is it just preliminary at this stage?
It's just preliminary because I believe we still need an agency or two approval.
Okay. That's all I have. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. All right, Mr. Brown, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2016-19? The Greens at Indian River, Bunning and Murray Construction Corporation. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2016-19? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2016-16, Piney Creek, Briggs 2, LLC.
I'm just going to wait until Mr. Hudson walks back in the room before I give the overview, if that's okay?
That's a good idea.
Okay.
If he's here. You don't get to take the whole night off. Just one.
Okay. So this is a major subdivision for a standard subdivision. The plan proposes to subdivide 9.39 acres plus or minus into seven lots with a private road and open
space. Pipe down back there in the back. All right, go ahead.
The property is located on the south side of Piney Neck Road, approximately 101 feet east of Bunting Road. The tax parcels are District 233, Map 7, Parcel 10, and Parcels 10.03 through 10.10. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff does note that this was previously approved as application 2006-18. However, that expired, so they are back before the Planning Commission for a new application. It did go through our Technical Advisory Committee, our TAC process, and we received comments from the Utility Planning Division, the Division of Public Health, the DENREC Tank Management Section, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, DENREC Groundwater Discharge, the 911 Addressing and Mapping, which notes that the road names were already approved, and the applicant did provide an exhibit booklet. Thank you.
We thank you. All right, is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Victor Chen. I'm the engineer. Has been working on this project since 10 years ago.
Okay, wow.
So they sent me back here to present this thing one more time.
Okay.
Thank you. That's bringing up. Thank you very much. Let's just be mentioned that this property is it's about 9.39 acres. Mm-hmm. It's on the southern tip of the existing Piney Neck Road. 10 years ago, when we first worked on this property, there was a existing old house on it, and since then was removed. The existing driveway is I went by the site this evening, and the existing driveway is almost been grown by all the vegetation and stuff I can see. But the applicant proposing for seven single-family residential lot. This plan is pretty much identical as the plan was approved in the back. And we not only has the preliminary plan approved back then, and we also has the recorded plan and all the final engineering everything's done. We try to minimize the change so we can save certain engineering efforts try to go through this thing here. The plan, like I mentioned, has pretty much followed the intent of this AR1 zone. If I need to repeat it one more time, this AR1 zone is intent. The purpose of it is to protect the watershed, the water resources, the forest area, and the also as a low density residential development. In our view, this seven lot plan has complied with the intent for this zone. The applicant is not proposed any conditional use or exceptional for this subdivision plan. Everything is a permit use only. That's our proposal. I'm not sure how much time I have. Should I go through the entire 99-9, the one by one to justify the way this plan was prepared or not?
That's really up to you. I don't have to be anywhere until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, so I mean you can have all the time you want as far as I'm concerned, but you have submitted a rather extensive a booklet. This is all in the record. If what you are going to testify to is in the booklet, it is in the record. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. It is in the textbook.
Okay.
So I don't want to waste anybody's time more than necessary.
Okay. Well, if that concludes your testimony at this time, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you.
Thank you.
Okay. And we'll start with Mr. Hudson. Mr. Hudson.
I have no questions. Thank you.
No questions from Mr. Hudson. Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Mr. Burton,
you have septic feasibility?
Yes, we did. We had there was a consultant work on that. We have a pretty detailed report about the septic, the test, and the percolation rate, all this data. And this was a very good. They have the on-site soil has a very good infiltration rate. So it's suitable for the septic design.
But have we got septic feasibility information?
It's an Exhibit G.
Yes. Thank you.
In the book.
And they was that under the old? Do they expire?
The feasibility studies, if I recall my conversation with DENREC, do not expire.
Yeah, because the characteristics of the land typically don't change. So that's, yeah.
Okay. And you state in your book is that you're going to preserve most of the existing trees, and that is still the intent of the application?
Yes. The existing woodland and the existing wetlands, as you can see, if I can move over here. This existing wetland was separate from all the lot area, was going to be maintained by the HOA. The existing wood is pretty much in this area. That's okay. The existing wood area. We, other than necessity of do the minor grading in order to build the house, we intend to preserve most of the existing tree over there and beautify it by additional landscaping at the final design stage.
Okay. And I assume there's going to be an HOA set up? And
yes, the HOA document is also part of the exhibit book.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins, do you have a question?
Yes. I think there's a Sussex County has a regional sewer pumping station about 1,000 feet to the left on Piney Neck. Is there a reason why you would not want to tap into Sussex County and put septic systems in?
I guess the last time we checked on it, like I said, it's probably that's the distance away from this site. And at that time here, it was classified as the public sewer is not available at that time.
It probably wasn't.
Yes.
I mean, I think it maybe just came online or is just about to come online.
So since 10 years ago, we haven't really checked the, go back to update the information since see if the sewer getting closer to the site, be feasible to connect to it. I guess the applicant would like to connect to the central sewer system if it's available. Meanwhile, we propose to do the septic system down the road if the sewer getting close or any more development come down the pipe, we can still work on to connect the sewer.
Yeah, you might want to look into that.
Yeah.
No, I was just good.
I'm kind of puzzled by that too. I would think that if the system is available now and it's that close to you, that would be much preferred, I think, than putting in 7 individual septic systems, because once that happens, nobody's going to want to connect to the county system because they have just spent money for a brand new septic system. So I think that would be something well worth investigating. Just making that suggestion.
Okay, and again, last time when we check on the situation, the existing sewer was pretty much end at the subdivision north of there was another subdivision. I'm not quite remember. 1,000 feet is the distance.
When was the last time you checked, though? Was it
about 10 years ago?
Yeah. Okay.
Since 2006.
Well, lots happened in the last 10 years.
I'm sure lots.
But a few houses built in Sussex County in the last 10 years and many miles of sewer, so I just want to encourage you to investigate that, okay?
Yes.
One more question for Mr. Burton.
One of the homes has its own driveway off of Piney Neck Road. Has that been approved by DLDOT?
Yes.
You essentially have two entrances.
The original.
Yes. Lot 7 has direct access from Piney Neck Road, which was the review at the final preliminary and the final common stage. We have a plan approved, a final engineering plan approved by DLDOT.
Okay. I just have a question for Ms. Cornwell or someone. On this scale, I just wasn't able to read it. Is there a wetlands line? I just want to make sure we don't have any wetlands in individual lots, do we? Or isn't it a wetland line, some other kind of line?
They have removed them from all the lots.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. Okay, good. Ms. Cornwell, any questions?
You did ask about the sewer, and a part of the project is within the boundary of the Herring Creek area, and the rest of it could be annexed. So there is potential for annex into the sewer district for sewer, and staff would just like some clarification about the 20-foot landscape buffer, if it is being provided, because if it is not, a waiver request does need to be asked, and we did ask that in a review letter, and we just want to triple check since we're here tonight, so we can include that as part of a if it is approved, part of a condition of approval.
Well, yeah, because when this was first approved, there wasn't that 20-foot landscape buffer all the way around it, so that's now required. Did you request a waiver from the buffer?
Yes, that's part of the exhibit book on the on number two.
Okay.
There was a written request attached. It's just such that the most of the lots are already surrounded by existing woodland and the wetland and such to provide additional landscape buffer to propose additional landscape. Ah. We feel like it's not necessary. So we'd like to receive a buffer waiver.
Right. The issue with that is it's not necessary, but it's required by code. That's the issue. Now, you can reply for a waiver, and the commission's granted waivers in cases where somebody's reapplied for a subdivision that lapsed, you know, if you're using the same sort of design. I think there's been times when the commission's acted favorably upon that, so it's going to be up to the commission to decide. But, you know, that would probably be a better reason than we just don't think we should put it in because it's code required. So.
Well, there has the waiver has to be supported by some...
Yeah.
Some compelling reason to grant it. You can't just do it because somebody asked for it.
Yeah.
But if the vegetation, the wetlands, in fact, do form a buffer in and of themselves, then it could be considered. You know, could a waiver could be could perhaps be considered.
And it's probably appropriate to consider it because it sounds like you've gone through different agencies based on this plan.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you had to include the buffer, you'd have to redraw this plan, which would take you back through all those agencies potentially. So those are the kinds of things to consider.
Well, we'll see if there's anyone from the public has an interest in it as well. So.
Any more? Wait a minute. We're going down the line here. Ms. Cornwell, anything else?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Mr. Brandaway?
No, I have nothing else to add.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
According to your survey, the pond area or wetlands area is state wetlands. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then there's a 50-foot setback from any portion of that line where the state wetlands are. There's a couple places where it looks like it might be a little narrow, but it could be that it's just a scale.
This line is the wetland buffer line.
But it wanders.
Yes. A 50-foot wetland buffer line. You can see that all the way around.
I think it's the very...
Is it?
The one...
The
that's where the property line stops. So if
okay.
there's no wetlands in the property line,
bigger.
It's got to be
or wider.
Okay. It's the wetland buffer line.
Okay,
I got you. All right.
I was seeing the FP.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's you're showing that WB line, which is the wetland boundary, to be the 50-foot setback.
Wetland
buffer. Yeah.
And you have the same thing on the creek on the bottom.
Yeah, side
also.
The HOA parcel boundary line is actually the wetland line.
Okay, that's fine. Is the pier that comes out into the creek existing, or is that proposed?
The pier is existing.
The pier.
That's
sorry, there.
Pier. Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, Councilor, any questions?
No, thanks.
All right, sir. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2016-16 Piney Creek Briggs 2 LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2016-16? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.